where Westport comes for news and talk. The Lisa Wexler Show, now on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
Before we get to our next guest, which I'm very excited, this is going to be the window of opportunity for you to call in and give Andrew the answer to this really easy slam dunk question I'm going to give you. We had Jim Messina on in the last hour, and he's going to be at the Fairfield Community Theater live on Thursday night at 7:30. And if you and a friend, we got two tickets to give away, want to go, and you have to be able to go. Don't call just for fun to answer a trivia question. Only call if you're ready to go on Thursday night. If you can answer this, Jim Messina is going to be appearing at the Hollywood Bowl in a reuniting of him with his former very, very famous as well songwriting partner. Who was the songwriting, song singing partner with Jimmy Messina that he's going to be at the Hollywood Bowl with? I told you it was a slam dunk. The first person to answer the question correctly, give Andrew a call at 203-333-9422, and you'll win a pair of tickets on Thursday night. I might see you there. We'll see. I might. If you do see me there, come up and say hello for sure. But anyway, so who did Jimmy Messina write all those and produce all those wonderful hits with? And he's going to be appearing with him at the Hollywood Bowl. 203-333-9422. Give Andrew a call right now and win that pair of tickets. Now we're going to turn to our guest. Her name is Nandini Natarajan. She's the CEO at the Connecticut Housing Finance Authority. Very good person to know, incidentally. As the executive director, the Connecticut Financing Authority's mission is to alleviate the shortage of housing for low and moderate income families in the state. And prior to that, she was the CFO of the Illinois Housing Development Authority for 6 years. She had big budgets and she understands what she's doing. And the bottom line is that there is a brand new state program providing assistance for first-time home buyers. We want to hear about it. Hello and welcome to the show, Nandini Natarajan. Hello, welcome.
Thanks for having me on the show today.
You're welcome. So can you please tell us, I mean, I saw this headline and I thought, wow, all we ever do is help people get into rentals, which they can barely afford to begin with, and never, ever help them acquire a piece of the American dream. Can you tell us about what this program is? Hello? I'm right
here.
Can
you hear me? I'm sorry. I was having trouble. I'm having my headphones.
Well, if you just speak right into the phone instead of the headphone, sometimes
right
it's easier.
Into the phone.
That's it. That's
yes,
easier for us. Thank
way.
You. Yes, we appreciate that. Thank you.
No
Go ahead.
Problem. Sure. So you're absolutely right, Lisa. This program is meant to incentivize home ownership for first-time home buyers. And traditionally what that means is anyone who hasn't owned a home in the past 3 years is considered a first-time home buyer, and it's meant for low and moderate income individuals and families. So basically what this program does is in order to be eligible, you have to be within certain income limits.
What are they?
And you have to buy a home.
What are the income limits? That's very important. What are the numbers?
Yes, absolutely. So all the details are on our website, chfa.org/time-to-own. However, I will go over it right now. It's
thank you.
So it is county specific, but in general, you can get up to 100% of the eligible amount, so which is up to $50,000, depending on where you're buying your home, and the income is anywhere between $99,000 up to $135,000. And if you're a lower income person, so between $79,000 and $109,000, you can get up to 100% of that amount, and if you're up to $99,000 to $135,000, you can get 75% of that amount. So it's a little complicated. However, we do have a website that explains it fully. And, you know, a person would apply by going to one of the 12 participating lenders in Connecticut.
So you don't go to the government, you go to the lender.
Correct. You go to a lender.
Okay.
Correct. Yep. And it's all on the website, the list of the lenders. And you would go there and you would make an application. If you thought you were eligible, you would, of course, have to find a home that you wanted to purchase, just like you would normally buy a home, except you would be trying to see if you were eligible for this particular program.
All right, I'm looking here on this. So basically what you're saying is that it depends on the county, but Fairfield County, I would think, would be lending the most because we're the most expensive. If you earn between $79,000 and $109,000, you can get a, I guess it's in the form of like a forgivable loan. Is that really what it is? You're calling it a grant, but it's really a forgivable loan?
That's correct. So the reason it's a forgivable loan is we wanted to incentivize homeownership and build, have the homeowner have equity that they can count on at the end of 10 years. And this is what the program does is it provides a forgivable second or third position loan. You know, after your first mortgage, you have a second or third position forgivable loan for the down payment and closing costs that is forgiven at a tenth of that loan amount over the next 10 years. So every year it's forgiven one tenth of the full
amount.
And that
forgiven loan doesn't translate as income, does it?
It is not. It should not translate as income to the IRS.
Okay. And then $37,500 if your income is between $99,000 and $135,000, which is pretty generous. In other words, if you combine that with maybe some savings or income requirements in which a bank will lend you, you know, a high percentage of loan to value, and the housing market goes down, because that's a very big key element, because right now, I mean, the last 2 years, it's been crazy nutso, then you really may have an opportunity for people. What do you have to show in the way of actually qualifying for this loan? Do you have to show a W-2, or can you be a self-employed person?
We do accept self-employed people, so you have to have, tax returns for the last couple of years. The lenders, you know, definitely follow all of the underwriting guidelines of the program, and they will have all the details, but self-employed people are absolutely eligible. You just have to show proof of income so that, you know, when you're being underwritten for this loan, they can rely on, you know, your history of income.
And what about your credit rating? What if it sinks?
What if it sinks?
Yeah, what if your credit rating is like in the 600s or the 500s? What if you don't have a good credit rating?
Yeah, no, so there is a minimum credit score that's required for all of these programs. And it's not just for Connecticut Housing Finance Authority, or it's not just for Time to Own. It's for any of these programs. You do have to have a minimum credit score in order to be eligible for a mortgage.
Yeah, because you don't want people defaulting. So you're looking at history as a prelude to the future. So if the state is going to give you a boost, they want to already know that you have some modicum of responsible habits in the way of your finances. Is that right? Pretty much?
That's correct.
Yeah.
I think our goal is to create long-term sustainable homeownership. So, you know, in that light, we don't want to, place people in homes that they can't afford. If it's, you know, too much home for them to purchase. So I think you're absolutely right. It's the responsible thing to do.
Got it. We're chatting with Nandini Natarajan, who's the head of the Connecticut Housing Finance Authority, CHFA. I think that's the mouthful that it is.
That's correct.
Yeah. 203-333-9422 is our number if you have any questions about this. Do we have a certain amount of money, Ms. Natarajan, that is after we give it away, we don't have any more? Is this X amount of dollars allocated to this program?
Yes, about $20 million has been allocated to the program, which, should support, you know, a few hundred homeowners, depending on how big each of these loans are. It's hard to know at the moment, but that would be the extent of the program at the moment. And if the state chooses to fund it again, they could certainly choose to do so, but that's currently what we are working with.
Now, I am on your website, and I'm looking to see who the lenders are. I see high or very high opportunity areas. So you've designated See, okay, hold on. Keep scrolling. Okay, there I'm gonna. Oh, there you go. So the lenders are, and I want to announce them in our area. M&T Bank, which, you know, it's interestingly enough, doesn't say M&T slash Peoples. You can forget about Peoples, everybody. It's history now. It's M&T Bank. Something called Webster Bank. William Ravis Mortgage, interestingly enough, is one of your lenders. I wouldn't have thought that. So you've got Webster, M&T, William Ravis Mortgage. Those are the three that are familiar to me in this area. There's Thomason Savings Bank, First World Mortgage Corp, Guaranteed Rate Homestead Funding, Liberty Bank, Chelsea Groton up in a different part of the state. But in our area, M&T, Webster, and William Ravis Mortgage are probably the most familiar names here. And if you call them and they give you the phone number to call them specifically for this, you can find out more about basically borrowing, but borrowing with a grant kind of forgiveness thing, similar to what the government did in the first days of COVID with the paycheck protection, where small businesses got a quote unquote loan and then it was forgiven. Same kind of thing for down payment assistance. This is a very, very exciting opportunity. Has Connecticut in your, have we ever done anything like this before that you know of?
You know, not for first-time home buyers. I believe years ago there was a program that incentivized or created a rehab program for, you know, for home buyers who wanted to do some rehab of homes that they were purchasing, and there might have been a forgivable component to that program, but I'm not aware of anything similar to the one we're running currently.
Valerie from Westport has a question for you. You're on the air with the executive director of the Connecticut Housing Finance Authority. Hi, Valerie. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you. I'm calling for my housekeeper. She would be eligible under the broad guidelines for the $50,000. Her income is under $79,000. But my question is, if she gets a $300,000 first mortgage and then borrows the $50,000, does she have to pay interest on that $50,000 at the same time she's paying her first loan?
Well, thank you, Valerie, for your question. There is no interest on the $50,000 time to own forgivable loan. It is 0% interest, and it is forgiven at the rate of 1/10 every year for the first 10 years, and then it is completely forgiven after 10 years. Does that make sense?
English is limited. I can go with her to, say, Webster Bank to look into the process.
Yes, absolutely. She should go to Webster Bank, and she could visit a branch and talk to somebody there about this program. They're very well-versed, and they should be able to help her.
Okay, Valerie, you still there? Okay. Thank you, Valerie, for the call. Thank you. 203-333-9422. So on these particular at these lenders, are there people that you know that have already started to write these loans? I mean, is this
Absolutely.
Really happening?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah.
Yes, it is. It is. We've received hundreds of calls. The lenders are receiving lots of calls. They've started to take some reservations. So people are looking for homes, right? That's the big thing. If they can find a home
yes.
that they can secure.
That is the key. Yeah.
And you know how it is when you go to the bank and you get a pre-approval.
Right.
Then you have to get the, you know, get under contract, and then they make a reservation, because it has to be under contract for them to make a reservation in the program. And so when they make a reservation, that's when we commit the funds internally, and we say we're going to hold the funds, and then we wait for the loan to close. And so there's a process, but that's essentially how this works. But the borrower, the home buyer, would be working directly with the bank, and we are.
And where does this stand? Does this stand as a first mortgage in line, or does this stand behind the bank as a secured lender with a first position? What if people want to get a revolving home equity as well? Where does this piece of it stand in terms of title?
Yeah, so this plays well with other types of subordinate loans. I can't speak specifically to the home equity line because I don't know how what that looks like. So if there's a particular lender who structures it a particular way. But I do know that this particular program, Time to Own, works well with other down payment assistance programs, other subordinate loans. It sits behind the first mortgage. So you get a regular first mortgage, right? So let's say the home you buy is $300,000. This particular program will provide up to 25% of the purchase price of the home, up to $50,000. So in this particular case, $300,000, if the person could be eligible for up to $50,000, because 25% of 300
right,
is more
75.
Than 50,
right?
So they would get, they could be eligible for up to $50,000. So the first mortgage would be for $250,000 mm-hmm. in my simple case,
okay,
and $50,000 would be this forgivable loan. And it would be subordinate to the first mortgage, meaning that it would be in second or third position, depending on what else came in. If there was another down payment assistance product that the lender had access to, say, through another jurisdiction, they could use that. So I think that's the key thing is there's no payment on the $50,000.
Are you worried a little bit in this no money down scenario that you've just outlined that we could be creating another prime housing lending crisis that we had in 2008 with the same essential population of people that shouldn't own a home, getting a leg up to own a home and then ultimately not being able to keep their home?
I'm not, because I think that the lending guidelines after the financial crisis have been strengthened significantly. You know, I think there's been a significant amount of work done to ensure that people are, you know, in terms of how we underwrite and, you know, what sorts of income we would consider and, you know, what kinds of debt on the back end we are looking at. So I think we're really trying, the lending community in general has tried, you know, because of the government regulations and all the sorts of things that have been done to tighten lending standards. And I mean, there's always going to be some risks, but I'm not concerned. The last financial crisis was really the product of loose money and ARMs, you know, variable rate mortgages where rates went up and then all of a sudden people were priced out of their payments. That's not going to be the case here.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ms. Natarajan, for coming on the show today and educating us. The website is chfasinfrankA.org, chfa.org. And you can easily find right there on the first page, Time to Own. Click it, and all the details are there. Thank you so much for giving us some information about this important program.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, Lisa.
We'll be right back.